How does God speak to us? It's a good question. You know Lee Sussman.
Dr. Sussman? Yeah.
Did he ever tell you about the goy's teeth?
No. What goy?
So, Lee is at work one day. You know he has the orthodontic practice there at Great Bear. He's making a plaster mold. It's for corrective bridge work in the mouth of one of his patients, Russell Krauss. The mold dries, and Lee is examining it one day before fabricating an appliance. He notices something unusual. There appears to be something engraved on the inside of the patient's lower incisors. Heivav Shin Yud, Ayin Nun Yud, Hoshi Eini, help me, save me. This, in a goy's mouth, Larry. Calls the goy back on the pretense of needing additional measurements for the appliance.
How are you? Noticed any other problems with your teeth?
No. There it is. Hoshi Eini. Help me. Son of a gun. Sussman goes home. Can Sussman eat? Sussman can't eat. Can Sussman sleep? Sussman can't sleep. Sussman looks at the molds of his other patients, goy and Jew alike, seeking other messages. He finds none. He looks in his own mouth. Nothing. He looks in his wife's mouth. But Sussman is an educated man. Not the world's greatest sage, maybe. No Rabbi Marshak. But he knows a thing or two about the Zohar and the Kabbalah. He knows that every Hebrew letter has its numeric equivalent. 8454473. 7 digits. A phone number, maybe. Hello? Do you know a goy named Krauss, Russell Krauss?
Who?
Where have I called? The Red Owl in Bloomington. Thanks so much. He goes. It's a Red Owl. Groceries, what have you. Sussman goes home. What does it mean? He has to find out if he is ever to sleep again. He goes to see the Rabbi Nachman. He comes and he sits right where you're sitting right now. What does it mean, Rabbi? Is it a sign from Hashem? Help me? I, Sussman, should be doing something to help this guy. Doing what? The teeth don't say. Or maybe I'm supposed to help people generally, lead a more righteous life. Is the answer in Kabbalah and Torah? Or is there even a question? Tell me, Rabbi, what can such a sign mean?
So, what did you tell him?
Sussman?
Yes.
Is it relevant?
Well, isn't that why you're telling me?
Okay. Nachman says, look, the teeth, we don't know. A sign from Hashem, don't know. Helping others, couldn't hurt.
No, but who put it there? Was it for him, Sussman, or for whoever found it, or for just for
we can't know everything.
It sounds like you don't know anything. Why even tell me the story?
First I should tell you, then I shouldn't.
What happened to Sussman?
What would happen? Not much. He went back to work. For a while, he checked every patient's teeth for new messages. He didn't find any. In time, he found he stopped checking. He returned to life. these questions that are bothering you, Larry. Maybe they're like a toothache. Feel them for a while, then they go away.
I don't want it to just go away. I want an answer.
Sure, we all want the answer. Hashem doesn't owe us the answer, Larry. Hashem doesn't owe us anything. The obligation runs the other way.
Why does he make us feel the questions if he's not going to give us any answers?
He hasn't told me.
And what happened to the goy?
The goy? Who cares?
All right, so pretty much the way it's looking, Napier's not here.
That's a shame.
Yeah, Jesse's here filling in for the week.
I'm glad to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me. I'll be your filling Napier anytime.
Yeah. You can't get him here, man.
Should we address this right off the bat? Do you want to talk?
Well,
about
yeah. I mean, why, people are going to be wondering why the only
why
reason
I'm not talking about Chud Babies.
You can talk about Chud Babies if you want, I guess.
I wouldn't dare.
Well, I mean, you can't... I guess I have to address it right off the bat because, you know, who wants to listen to me talk? They want to listen to Napier, and I want to listen to Napier, too. I can't get him over here.
So the story is that you tried to, you know, have podcast number 3 multiple times, and he...
Well, yeah, I tried to have 2 multiple times, then I finally got 2, and then I tried to get 3 multiple times, and I guess we're just going to have to do them sometimes without him here. That's the only way we can do it, because, I mean, if I rely on him, then the weekly podcast is going to be like, you know, once a month.
So here's my question. Is the goal for having me here... to have a great podcast or to use me as a pawn? So, like, you know, Napier's going to check the website or something and go, oh, who's this?
What's this bullshit?
Yeah.
No. Oh, so, like, are you a scab? No. The idea is that, you know, I want to put something up because, you know, we have the space. We told people we're going to do a weekly podcast, and I want to do a weekly podcast. And so, you know... Do I expect, you know, it to be great? I hope so.
I certainly hope so, too.
I mean, you certainly aren't going to have the same perspective as Napier. Do you have a Napier impression, by the way? Can you do like a...
Hey, Mike!
Oh, that's awful. But
hey, Mike! Chud Babies!
But no, I mean, you know, I the whole point of this podcast was for... you know, me to share Napier with the world because he's really one of a kind. But
well, and I completely agree about that. I mean, that's one of my hesitations about when you texted me for coming on the podcast. Like, I'm not filling those shoes.
Yeah,
that's I mean, that's like trying to, you know, when Carolla and David Lee Roth tried to go on after Howard Stern.
You can't do it. Yeah,
he's gold. I mean, so
and the whole reason for this is, you know, to point Napier in the right direction and say shoot. But I would rather put up something than nothing. I mean, especially since this is, you know, in its infancy and we're still, you know, just starting to do it.
What happens, let's say we have the best podcast of all time. What if this wins, like, the Webbies for podcasts?
Is there such a thing?
Yes, there is such a thing. I don't know what it's called, but I know that, like, you know, the Adam Carolla podcast won some award or something.
Yeah.
So what if that happens with just this episode? Does that mean... that I'm, like, way better than Napier?
Well, me and him kind of had this argument the other day when he was trying to talk about who we should have as guests. Like, fuck, I guess if you're gold, too, I got to buy a third microphone.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. That's my new goal.
God. Getting expensive. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if it goes... And, I mean, I don't expect Napier to become reliable overnight, so...
Well, good. I hope I can maybe fill in well enough that people won't hate it, and I can come back.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I wrote, when you called me today, I wrote down a couple things to talk about, and let's just get right to it.
All right.
Did you watch the Grammys last night?
I caught the tail end with Lil Wayne and Drake, and all. Basically, it was. The whole thing was it was silence while they walked around with their, you know, pants down. And
right, because everyone's cussing. And
it was probably good, but I didn't hear any of
it.
Well,
it's dumb because they don't, like, they have to bleep everything, but in a musical act, that's kind of rough because it bleeps out all the... It's not like when you listen to the radio and it's a censored radio thing where they just take out the lyric and the background beat's still going on. No, they bleep the entire thing.
Yeah.
So, like, they're just walking around and every 2 seconds it just goes silent.
Well, I don't know if the idea was, you know, hey, we... because they put all the songs up on iTunes, I guess they were thinking, you know, if they had a decent performance and people wanted to hear it, that they would download. Maybe it's unedited on iTunes. I don't know, but yeah, it seemed kind of pointless.
Well, that's not why I was bringing up the Grammys. Here's my thing about the Grammys. I've got two things about the Grammys that struck me as I was watching it in fast forward on TiVo last night.
You watched the whole thing in fast forward?
Well, most of it. Most of the speeches and stuff. I stopped for, you know, a lot of the musical acts and whatever.
Yeah.
So every, like, for real, like, three or four of the acts last night did this thing where they did it, their song, and then they brought somebody out, like, some, like, you know, older person to do, like, one of their songs or to help them on someone's song or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Lady Gaga brought out, like, Elton John.
Oh, that sounds kind of fun.
And Taylor Swift brought out Stevie Nicks. And, like, and then there's people I didn't recognize. But every, like, every single person brought out some old fart to, like... You know, and, like, what's the deal with that? Like, they have to get credibility. Like, ooh, if Stevie Nicks plays with me, that means, like, she thinks I'm good, and that means you old people out there should think I'm good, too. I'm not just a young act.
Well, ultimately, we're going to have to realize one of these days, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, that this is a really shitty generation of music.
And right.
You, if that can help them along, it's something, because... Man, some of the shit... I mean, you know, Lady Gaga is fun and all, but... I mean,
well, it's dance music. I'll give it credit for what it is.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's, like, the most popular thing out there right now.
Right.
I mean, that's music right now.
Well, I think this is all you need to know, okay? Is that, like, the best new artists, like, two of the nominees... were MGMT and the Silver Sun Pickups,
yeah,
whose albums literally came out 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, their first album, Silver Sun Pickups just put out their second album, and they're basically a Pumpkins cover band that does originals.
Yeah. So that was two of your nominees for best new artist. That, yeah. Doesn't that tell you all you need to know about, like, music right now?
Best album went to a 17-year-old
right
chick that sings...
About high school.
About high school. I
right.
mean, that's music right now. And, I mean, she's cute and all, but, I mean, is her music that good?
Right. I don't know. People love her. She's okay. At least, I'll give her credit for this. At least she writes her own stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think the worst era of music
and she
was
plays,
like
she plays
boy
an
band
instrument.
But
even
stuff.
When the boy bands were there, there was decent enough rock music, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, there was still music... It was just the pop music was the boy bands and stuff. I mean, there was still decent music coming out.
Right.
I mean, now nothing is worth a shit. It's just garbage.
Right.
I mean, that fucking Jared Leto guy.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I had a roommate in college, this chick, who was so obsessed with them, and he came... 30 Seconds to Mars came to, like, the Blue Note in Columbia or whatever, and she would see him all the time and, you know, try to get up there and, I don't know, show some cleavage, maybe, you know, probably blow him backstage if she wanted
get
to.
Get his attention. Hey!
Yeah, but yeah, he's terrible, too.
Yeah.
Well, here's my other thing about the Grammys, and I wish you would have seen it, because this is not going to make any sense, and it's going to be, like, total dead radio, but I'm going to say it anyway. There seems to be, like, some kind of... who can out-weird the next person like contest that none of us are aware of, like only like Hollywood is aware of it, because the first act was Lady Gaga, and she did this, I mean, and this is not going to shock you, she did some weird crap, okay?
Yeah.
And it ended up her like getting burned and then having all this like shit on her face, like, you know, like she was burned up, and then she came out with Elton John had like burnt shit on his face, but they're still wearing like, you know, like glitter and like rhinestones. So then like Beyonce comes out with like, you know, the Secret Service and like all this like all these like futuristic military people.
Is this all in the same act?
Or no.
Did she
this
come
is,
out later on?
This is later on.
Oh.
Okay. And then here come the Black Eyed Peas, and holy crap, they're weird. They had this like weird like futuristic stuff on and like this like weird like rubbery thing on Will.i.am's face. It's literally like, who can be weirder? There
yeah.
seems to be some prize that none of us know about that they get if they are the weirdest thing on stage that
day. Well, it's theatrics taking the place of actual talent. I mean, it's hey, you know, look at our visual presentation and ignore the fact that the music we're playing is substandard. I mean, you know, U2 a couple years ago went out on that Elevation tour, and it was them, a stage, and house lights.
Right.
And, you know, now their new album sucks.
Right.
It was nominated for shit, and people are pretending like it doesn't suck, but it didn't sell any copies. It sucks.
Right.
I'm sorry. And they're doing a 3 million a day, you know, presentation so that people look at that and ignore the fact that their music isn't very good. I mean, it's all bullshit.
Right. Well, it's, I don't know. It's, you know, it's obviously popular. People are, you know, like it. Little girls, 14-year-old girls like it.
Yeah.
But, man, it's weird. All the, I swear to God, all of the performances last night were so weird. And I sound like my mom now, you know, like...
Yeah, those boys are up there doing all kinds of weird stuff with their pants hanging down.
But what are you doing? Why are you wearing this, like, rubbery, weird mask on your face?
I mean, people go to see the Phantom of the Opera because it's got cool costumes and shit. They don't... I mean, the music's good, but, you know, that's not why people pay to come see it.
Right. Well, all right. That we can move on. Grammys. I wish you'd seen it. We could have filled an entire hour with dumb shit from the Grammys.
Well,
if I'd
have known that you were going to come and talk about the Grammys, Jesse, I'd have fast forwarded through it on TiVo like you did.
It's the only way to watch it, especially because like there's so many commercials.
It's filler, is what it is.
Oh, it's so terrible.
I mean, if they just went award, 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 award,
yeah.
good night, it would be 10 minutes. But
yeah.
there's, you know, all the bullshit and, you know, announcing people and they come out in their outfits and announce the nominees, blah, blah, blah. Here's, you know, Tide and Cheerios.
Right.
And
yeah, no, the commercials absolutely kill it. I can't believe I used to watch things without TiVo. Like, once you get it, like, I can't, especially award shows, like, I cannot believe I would sit through, like, a three and a half hour award show. Like, why? I don't know. Thank God we live when we would, you know, live now, because
you know,
this is retarded.
At a certain point, technology just becomes the norm. But if you really think about it, I mean, now that I have an iPhone, I would say on average my poops take about 15 minutes longer than they did in the past. And I don't know if, you know, maybe it's my old age and I have to shit more or if I'm just wasting time or what, but it seems like I'm spending a lot more time pooping than I ever did before I had an iPhone.
Well, you know who we need to bring on about that is you need to talk to Chris Dick about that, because he was saying right here in this very room yesterday that his shits are taking less time now. Because he just, like, in his old age, he's gotten so good at it.
He has streamlined his shitting process.
There's no filler. It's just all business. So you need to, well, there's your experiment right there. Let's get him an iPhone.
You know what,
and
though?
See what happens.
Nick said the same thing. He has one of those droid things. He said that his poops have not only become more enjoyable, but they, on average, take a lot longer. It's really a great time to relax. I mean, you know, a poop is so much more than a poop. I mean, you just
Man,
get to sit there and
poetry right
be
there.
With yourself and look at the wall and play Doodle Jumper.
Doodle Jumper is awesome, by the way.
I fucking love Doodle Jumper.
Doodle Jumper is awesome. I don't actually have it on my phone. I just play it on Sarah's.
Oh, it's so worth it.
But
it's the greatest dollar I've ever spent in my entire life.
It really is.
But what is that guy, ultimately?
Oh, what is it? The bouncy guy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He's got four legs and can shoot crap out of his nose.
Yeah. And, I mean, are the monsters that we're supposedly supposed to be afraid of any more terrifying than he is?
Probably not.
They're all just odd-looking creatures.
Here's the one that pisses me off. All right, in this world where there's only platforms and you got a four-legged thing jumping around,
yeah,
and there's monsters, I can buy that. Here's the one that pisses me off. There's, like, a rip in the paper, like the background. There's, like, a rip in it.
Yeah.
And you can, like, fall into that.
Yeah, I hate that.
Well, what the hell is that?
I don't know. It's bullshit.
Yeah, what the hell is
that? It just, like, sucks them in.
Yeah.
Like, not only is it a hole in the paper, but it's a hole that can suck a four-legged booger shooting creature.
Right. Well, yeah, I suppose the concept is something along the lines of, you know, some kid doodling and these are the monsters he creates. But the rip in the paper makes no sense. He would never jump into the paper.
Do you think we'll ever live in a doodle jumping Mario Brothers world where there's just random objects floating in the air that you feel safe to jump onto? I mean, if I see something floating in the air, I assume it's not stable. I mean, it's just floating.
If you
there.
Hit it, it would probably fall down.
I mean, where's the? I'm not like a architecture major or anything, but you know, if I see something just up there in the air, I'm thinking, you know, is this supported by anything? What's going on?
Wait,
I'm certainly not going to jump up and purposely bang my head into them. That's just bullshit.
What's the last floating thing you've seen that just floats there that you've thought this to yourself?
Well, I'm not saying that there is anything necessarily. I'm just saying, you know, in a situation where that were to happen, that would be my initial reaction is why is that there? And
right.
Why is it doing what it's doing?
I don't know. In this fictional world where I saw something floating, I think I would jump on it.
Would you?
I've been trained to do that. Either that or, of course, jump below it with my fist raised and see if coins come out.
Oh, yeah. But wouldn't your head start to hurt after a while?
Well,
I mean, if you're banging your head on all that shit. Or is he hitting it with his fist?
It's kind of weird. He kind of, his arm goes up, but it's unclear
He always leads with his fist, but is he hitting it with his fist or is he hitting it with his head?
I don't know. It's unclear. It's one of the unanswerable questions of Nintendo lore, I think.
Oh, man. I wish that there was like a Q&A session with Mario where he answered all of our unanswered questions.
In a stereotypical Italian dialect.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be fun.
Why is it, you know, that a mushroom, if you run into it, it kills you, but if you jump on its head, it's okay? Like, is it biting him? Or is it just, you know, the force of running into the mushroom was so intense that he immediately died?
Maybe it's a lesson for kids. I mean, because some mushrooms, you know, are good for you, like the mushrooms, like the one-up mushrooms and the get-big mushrooms, but some of them will kill you.
Yeah.
It's a lesson for kids.
And why is it that, like, Mario is such a pussy? I mean, he can't take a bite. He can't take anything. One hit and you're done. You got to start all the way over.
I think it's, you
bullshit.
Know, hey, kids, be careful. You could, you know,
yeah.
One thing, you could be done.
I mean, you know, how many hits could, you know, Samus take or Link, for that matter?
That's true. A lot. Well, they get like a whole string of hearts.
Yeah.
And they could like be half filled too, so you could take like...
Fucking Mario takes one hit and he's just down for the count. Pussy.
Well, Mike, I'm going to definitely... I couldn't come on the podcast without talking about this. What the fuck happened in that goal yesterday? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to completely simplify our audience down to the people, the three people that were at our hockey game.
Well, all right, for those who weren't there, I'll explain it. For those who weren't there, and they're, you know, I don't think I could do it justice, but I will try. It's, you know, it's our hockey game, and they only play two halves, so it's the second half. So it's the final period. I believe the score was tied at the time, and I know for a fact we were on the power play. So here we are on the power play in the second half, tie game. You know, if we had our power play unit out there, we don't even usually do that. We don't usually like set our lines, but we like put like you know,
you
me
had your best foot
Tim
forward,
and whoever out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're on the power play, and they get the puck, and they dump it down the rink. Okay?
It was a shot. I mean, it had some force on it. It wasn't like it was completely just like a, you know, a fucking, you know, lob down the rink. I mean, the guy fucking blasted it at me. And it was going wide. It was going very, very
we're jumping
wide.
Ahead. Okay, the puck is going to the corner. There's no way it's going on net. How many feet wide would you say? 2, 5? Something in there?
Somewhere between two and five
feet wide. Mike takes his stick out, you know, like he's, you know, going to play it, going to, like, play it in the corner or take it and pass it up. Instead, it just hits off his stick and deflects directly into the net. Directly into the net, giving them the lead. We ended up coming back to tie the game, and, you know, the game ended in a tie. But without that goal, we would have won.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally cost us the game. It was easily, and I've thought about this. I've been, you know, playing hockey for a long time. It was probably the worst goal I've ever been a part of personally. I mean, because it's one of those things where, and I told you this yesterday, I told you this after the game, it's one of the only scenarios where, like, literally, if, you know, people make jokes about, oh, we could put the cone in the net, or we'll put the shooter in the net, that actually would have been better, because there's no way it could take a puck that was going 2 feet wide and put it into the net.
It couldn't reach out and put the puck in the net itself. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it literally, if you had fallen asleep behind the, you know, in the crease, that would have been better than what you did and putting it into the net. So please explain yourself. Go.
I suck. I have no defense. I mean, what do you want me to say? You know what happened. You know what I was trying to do. I just failed miserably. There was a time where that would be, you know, awful. But at this point, I've kind of come to expect that things like this will happen. And
things like this? I mean, it's not like... you know, whatever. Everyone lets in soft goals here or there, but I mean,
me more
this was
than
like
some
you,
people.
This
yeah,
is like you actively, you know, creating a goal that wasn't even there.
I'm not just giving up goals now. I'm going out of the net to put pucks in the net. Yeah.
Yes, this is a whole new level.
I have no defense. I have none. I wasn't trying to put the puck in the net. I honestly wasn't.
Well, I'll give you credit for that. Okay.
I did. It was awful. I'm just, you know, old and fat and can't see very well, and sometimes I play
well, let me ask you
okay,
this.
And most of the time I don't.
Let me ask you this. Okay, this happened. It happened. It went in the net. What's your first thought after it happened?
Fuck?
Fuck. Is your next thought after fuck, is your next thought,
I'm going to hear about this
yes,
a lot.
That's
yeah,
exact, yes.
Absolutely. I'm not so much worried about hearing about it a lot. In the moment, I was, you know, more concerned with, you know, winning the game. And
well, that's good to hear.
And, you know, say what you will, the rest of the game, I
you oh,
know,
you didn't play
solid.
Bad. No, you didn't play bad the whole game, I didn't think.
In fact, I gave up a goal a couple years back from the face-off circle down in their end. Like, it was
yeah.
like the goalie covered the puck, they had the face-off, the guy just lobbed it down there, and I just didn't see it. and so I've given up worse goals, believe it or not. And
wow, worst goals, like in the plural.
Oh, no, okay, that was probably the second worst goal I've ever given up. But generally, I'm hard-headed and cocky enough that if I fuck up, I'm going to make up for it
right
somehow. And, you know, we did come up with a tie, and I
well,
didn't
to
give
be fair,
up
you didn't,
any goals
yeah,
after that.
You didn't give up any goals
actually,
after that.
I had a couple
that.
Of breakaways. So.
Yeah, no,
but
played
but
well.
There's no defense. It sucked, and I guess sorry.
Well, no, don't. I mean, it's don't apologize to me. It's first of all, let me get this out there. I mean, it's a rec league, so I don't think either of us really live or die by the outcome of the game. We're just out there to have a good time.
Yeah.
So you know, it's not a big deal, but...
Which is why I haven't been replaced yet. Because let's be honest, if this was competitive, I'd be out the door.
Oh, you know what? You're not bad.
Well.
I mean, you probably used to be better, but so did I. So did everybody.
Yeah. Inconsistency, I think, is my problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. But I think it's even funnier because, like, shit on this team doesn't die. Like,
no,
we talk
never.
About we talk about plays like from like a decade ago. Like, oh, do you remember that time this and this happened? And like Chris, what was it? Chris knocking down some girl. And,
yeah,
like, there's like always these well, plays that in, live on in lore.
In his defense, that bitch tripped him.
Oh, good.
Which he yelled as he was carted to the penalty box for clocking a girl into the boards.
Right. Well, exactly. So that's, you know, that's that. See, that was my first thought. It's like, because I was out there when it happened. That went in. And then, well, no, my first thought was like, Jesus, Mike, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And then after that was like, well, we'll be talking about this one. Like, we'll be telling my kids about this one. That's just how this team goes.
So it's almost worth it, since the rec league doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That we do outrageous, terrible things, because then you have something to fuck with me about. I mean, I'm an easy target. There's plenty to fuck with me about, but I mean, if that's what I'm fucked with about, then that, I would consider that a victory. I mean,
right. That reminds me of a college friend of mine. I may have told you the story, maybe I didn't, but we went to Vegas, and he actually got beat up by Vegas bouncers and thrown in a dumpster, and like slept in a dumpster in Vegas.
He fell asleep after he got his ass kicked?
Well, he got knocked out.
Oh, okay.
And then we came into the hotel, you know, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever, you know, and he's laying on this bench in our hotel, and we're like, oh, look at that bum. Holy crap. Is that Matt? You know? And he's like, looking, he like, you know, he's got a black eye, he's bloody, you know, he looks terrible. And the, like, concierge or the guy at the desk standing there, he goes, is that your friend? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, thank God. We found him in the dumpster. So, the moral of the story is, since then, this happened years ago, since then, we've been like, man, and it, like, ruined his weekend, because that happened on, like, Friday.
Well, yeah, that would ruin a lot of people's weekend.
Yeah, so he's in Vegas. He made this whole trip to Vegas, and that happened on, like, a Friday. And then, you know, he couldn't go out and drink. He couldn't even leave the freaking room for the rest of the weekend. So we were like, that sucks that happened to you, man. He's like, in retrospect, it wasn't that bad, because now I have this awesome story to tell. So let's, you know, is that similar?
Does he know what he did to get thrown in the dumpster?
Yes.
And
well,
beat up by the bouncer?
Yeah, I didn't want to get all the way into it, but yeah, I can.
Well, let's Tarantino it. You said the end of the story.
Right.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Okay, sure. We're in Vegas. It's the year after we graduated college. We got together with a bunch of my friends, and, you know, this is like the first time because a lot of us had moved away since college. This is the first time we all got together in the same city since we graduated. And it's Friday night, and we're going, you know, crazy. You know, we're drinking everything in sight. You know, I believe we made friends with this bartender who was, like, literally challenging us to take drinks. He's like, oh, I guarantee I'll make a drink that you guys will hate or, you know, is too strong for you. And we're like, bullshit. So, you know, he's making his shots. Turns out he was right. I mean, he got us completely hammered. That's neither here nor there. So, my friend Brian and my friend Matt, who are two of the more ridiculous friends I had in college, got hammered. And my friend Brian was like, hey, guys, like, I just threw up in the bathroom. Like, I need to go back to the hotel. It's only like 10 o'clock. You know, because, like I said, we started hitting it pretty hard when we got down there. So, he goes... You know, he's like, I got to go back to the hotel room. Who's coming with me? You know, the hotel's like across the street. So me and my buddy Tim, we're like, okay, well, come on, Brian. We're like literally taking him by the shoulder. And we're like, you know, grabbing him and like, you know, carrying him, lifting him up to carry him back to the hotel. We're like, well, we got to grab Matt. I know he's hammered too. So we walk by this roulette table. And there's Matt sitting there kicking back with his feet on the roulette table in Vegas. Okay. And we're like, Matt. What's up, buddy? Like, he's just throwing money around like it's, you know, nothing. What's up, buddy? What are you doing here? And he's like, I'm just playing a little roulette. Like, hey, let's get out of here. I mean, we're all a little hammered. Let's get out of here. And he goes, I can't. if I leave, then she wins. And we're like, what are you talking about? And he's like, that pit boss over there, she's been trying to get me kicked out for like an hour. So if I leave, she wins. And he's like, then he goes, that's right, Four Eyes, I'm talking to you. Yelling at the pit boss is this lady who has glasses on.
Huh.
That's right, pit boss, I'm talking to you. Four Eyes, I'm talking to you. So at that point, me and Tim and the drunk guy, Brian, were like, okay, he's on his own. We tried to get him to go, but, you know, we couldn't get him out of there. We hope to talk to him later. I actually texted the rest of my friends and said, hey, everyone keep, you know, some money tonight. Don't spend all your money because we're probably going to have to bail Matt out of jail. Okay.
Well, that's actually good that he ended up in the dumpster and not in jail. It's cheaper.
It's cheaper. I don't know if it's good for him. But, yeah, so
good for you.
Long story short, we take Brian back to the hotel room, and, you know, we try to get a hold of Matt. We can't, you know, find him. We can't talk to him. I, you know, we don't know what happened to him. And then we come into the hotel, you know, 10 hours later or whatever it was, and he's sitting there bloodied, and he doesn't remember a thing. We think he might have been, like, tasered or something. Like, he, like, was just sore all over. Like, he didn't have any, like, obvious, like, bruising or whatever. And he was just like, I don't know what happened, you know. Last thing I know, oh, I got a call from him at, like, midnight. I got a call from him at midnight, and it's like, hey, where are you guys at? I'm leaving, you know, it was the Aladdin, which didn't even exist anymore. I'm leaving the Aladdin. And we're like, oh, we're, you know, down the street, you know, come on. And then I hear him go, this fucking hotel sucks anyway, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's yelling at security. And then, like, he hangs up, and that's the last we heard of him, you know, until the next, you know, morning, until we found him on the park bench.
Wow.
Or the hotel
bench. I wonder how many times a day they have to do that.
I know. Well, you know, it's one of the things where you don't really realize what happens in Vegas until, you know, they don't call the cops. They, they take care of business.
Well, I mean, is that... Do you think that's the mentality of a lot of people when they go to Vegas? Is, you know, I have to beat Vegas. I have to beat the bartender. I have to beat the pit boss. And
I'm going to go ahead and say no. I think he's just an asshole.
You think it was just your case?
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm sure he's an asshole, but I think especially in this case, he was just being a drunk asshole, and, you know, on some level, he got, you know, what he deserved.
Yeah,
you know,
but
maybe 80% of what
every single person that goes to Vegas is going there on the assumption that it's crazy and I'm just going to get hammered and, you know, fuck shit and kill shit. And
right.
I'm going to steal a cop car.
Right. God, especially now. Yeah, I'm sure. After the hangover, I'm sure.
But, yeah, I just wonder if that's a nightly thing, or if that's once a week, or only on weekends.
I can only imagine. Well, it's weird, because when you go to Vegas, there are, like, no cops anywhere.
Yeah.
You never see cops. And I guess that's one of the things, like, you know, the casinos police themselves, or whatever. It's amazing. You'd figure in a city that had so much, you know, ways to make arrests, and we'll put it that way.
Shady, what have yous. Yeah.
Drunk idiots everywhere, you know, prostitution, you know... Plenty of drunk people being drunk, getting in fights or whatever. There's no cops anywhere.
All that money getting thrown around.
Exactly. There's no cops anywhere. So I guess that's one of the reasons why.
Yeah.
So there you go. So I don't know how we got onto that. But there was. That's his story about why it's okay to do something dumb to get the story out of it. And now you've got yours. It's not quite as long.
Just wait till you see some of the goals I give up next week.
You're going to be out there just like tracking the puck down and shooting it in your own net.
I'm going to go take people out. I'm going to cross-check John Meyer and take the puck away from him and shoot it in our own net. That'll give you guys something to talk about.
Well, you know what I mean? I'm going to keep going down my list. I made some list of stuff.
Have it.
Okay, I'm going to keep going down my list here. Well, let's talk about the podcast for a second.
Yeah.
First of all, let me ask you this. Are you checking your phone right now? Is it what?
I write notes to myself.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm not, like, ignoring you. Keep talking.
Oh, I was under the impression you were checking a text message right now. I'm like...
No.
I can't believe you're doing that.
We have an email address, and basically, throughout the week, I just send myself... Notes on stuff to talk about.
Well, while you are on that subject, you should put the number and the website in the email somewhere, because as one of your only dedicated listeners, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the number anywhere. I didn't feel like going back and listening to the podcast.
It's right on
again.
The header.
Is it?
It's right on the header. I swear to God, it's right there.
I didn't see it. I don't know. I'm
the header has the web address and the phone number. Actually, I think it should have the email address, too, so
okay,
I'll
well,
change
good.
That.
Well, and I don't know if there's a way to put it on, like, your Twitter page, but I checked that, too, and it's not.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it anywhere. So that's neither here nor there.
And you did call the other day. You were our first call. I appreciate that.
And that's awesome. That allow me to ask the question that I asked on the call.
Okay.
So are you aware, first of all, that there's like a very popular ESPN show called Mike and Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we mentioned that in the first
in
episode.
Podcast one.
It's corny.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that went into your decision to not name this?
That, and Mike Napier is not Mike. Napier is Napier.
That's true.
I'm Mike. We've had Mikes, and they're not allowed to be Mike. I'm Mike. Napier is Napier. Napier, very rarely, if you yell out Mike, Napier won't even answer to Mike.
Wow.
I think the only person that calls Napier Mike is his mom.
You've got him trained well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've known Napier for like 10 years, and I think for 9 of those years, he hasn't been allowed to be Mike.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Not allowed to be. Wow.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, you know, I'm Mike. I'm sorry. All you other Mikes out there, fuck you. You're not Mike. I'm Mike.
Wow, that's yeah. Awesome. Way to go on that.
And you know what? Napier would kick my ass. I don't know, like, how I can boss him around the way I do, but, I mean, Napier's a big guy, and I'm not all that big. Actually, I've kind of fatted up quite a bit, so I might be about his size by now. But
well, I don't think either of you are, like, the fighting type.
No.
So it would never come to that anyway.
I'll tell you what. I pissed Napier off one time to the point where, like, I thought that he was coming to get me.
Really?
I don't think I'll ever push him that far again. It was at Pizza Hut. Me and him used to work together at Pizza Hut. And he was back in the back cooking, and I went down there, and I was laying into him about something. And he was making a pizza, and he fucking picked that pizza up, and he threw it against the wall, and he said, "I'm tired of your fucking shit!" And I was like, "All right."
What did you do to him?
I don't even remember. I was laying into him about something. I was, you know, calling him retarded or something. I don't remember what I was doing, but man, I'll tell you what. The look
scared?
In his eye was the eyes of a man who was coming to get someone.
And wow.
I wouldn't say so much that I was scared, because I don't think Napier would, like, you know, harm me or anything, but yeah, he definitely
had the look.
He had the look in his eyes.
How we got on this. So why is this podcast called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks? Would you like to explain that?
There's no real reason. I thought it was a fun name, but Napier created it, not for this podcast, but when we were naming our Thursday night hockey team, that was his suggestion for our rec league hockey team's name. He's like, "Hey, Chris, I think our team name should be the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks."
Oh, that's pretty
He had an elaborate idea. I don't remember it exactly, but he had an elaborate idea as to what our logo should be, and I think it involved
a wheelbarrow and dicks.
The villain from Sonic the Hedgehog. What's that guy's name?
I have no idea. But the red haired dude.
Yeah, with the big crazy mustache.
Yes.
Yeah, it involved him and I think a wheelbarrow and dicks, and I think they were going into his ass at a certain angle. I think he was very specific about the angle in which they were headed up his ass.
Like, he got like a protractor or like a compass.
Yeah, yeah. 38
like, degrees.
A 38 degree angle in which the wheelbarrow is going up the villain from Sonic the Hedgehog's ass. And that will be our logo for our rec league hockey team. I mean, they didn't let us be the giant cocks. I don't know how they'll feel about the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
With like a visualization of
what
they would be doing.
With a visualization of the wheelbarrow full of dicks going in someone's ass.
Wow, that's good. See, even when he's not here, he's the life of the podcast.
Yeah.
That's why you got to get him back.
I mean, well, I mean, I'd like to, but...
Well, here's my thing about the wheelbarrow full of dicks, if I may digress for a second.
Yeah.
Like, you're cornering yourself off into, like, you'll never be mass popular.
You may get, Jesse, like, you've listened. You know we're not going to be mass popular, well, anyway.
Don't get me wrong. Not that you would be anyway. I'm not saying that, like, you know, this is headed for, you know, superstardom anyway. But let's just say it ends up being pretty funny. It gets on some blog somewhere, you know, and you get a small following. It'll never be really popular because it's called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. And, like, everyone who says it has to explain it.
Well, I think that the humor that we're throwing out there is dark enough that our target market will think that it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, but, I mean, you know,
I can certainly buy that.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, put up something, you know, that I don't think is funny, and I don't think, if we were doing something cookie cutter, it wouldn't be fun. I mean,
that's true.
You know what I got last week? The last time it wasn't last week. I guess it was 2 weeks ago. I was talking about the KFC commercial that it was racist, and
that was awesome.
I was talking about it, and in talking about how racist the KFC commercial was, I was saying shit that was borderline racist. I mean, I was talking about how, you know,
right.
The black guy's eyes lit up like, you know, a bunch of chubby white chicks came in the room. And
right.
And somebody pointed it out to me, and I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, that probably wouldn't have gone over too well if anybody actually listened to this.
Well, but I think, I mean, people get away with being offensive. I mean, Howard Stern's made a living off it.
Yeah.
My whole thing is, you know, you say the Adam Carolla podcast, and no one has to go, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
You go, oh, it's Adam Carolla doing a podcast.
When somebody says, hey, what do you listen to? The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
You have to be like, okay, it's this thing where these guys get on and talk about dumb stuff.
So you think the word of mouth won't travel on because people are embarrassed to be listening to?
Yes, I think that's part of it. And the other thing is, like, you'll never, not that this would ever happen anyway, but the New York Times will never do an article about the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
Wouldn't it be great if they did, though?
hey, touche. You took my point and you completely turned it on its head.
I mean,
touche.
I don't think that the world should, we should alter to the world. I think the world should alter to us.
Okay, touche. I like it.
It's too late to go back now.
Oh, I'm not suggesting you change.
I mean, we're in third episode, man. I mean,
we're 2.75. This podcast in.
Train a rolling, baby.
No, I'm not suggesting you change it. I was just saying that, you know, I hope you realize the decision you've made has cornered you into.
Well, that's why Chris fired me from the t-shirt business. I've never been a real savvy businessman.
But then again, you know, you may get like a niche thing going on where people really like the dirty humor or whatever, and bam, then they're like, they won't listen to anything that doesn't have the word dick or cunt in the title.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I like that, Jesse. Napier's really got the filth going. You need to say more dick and cunt and stuff.
I guarantee this has been your least dirty podcast, and probably will be
far.
Probably will be until I do another one. Because Napier brings more, like, dirty words per minute.
You know, I know that he's... Sometimes I wonder if, like, he's coming up, if he sits at home and stares at the wall and thinks up pineapple keg and Coos bag and tasty time, or if, like, he's getting all this shit off of 4chan and just, you know,
yeah,
cramming it into his head. I don't know where it comes from. I've tried asking him before, and the thing is every now and then, you get the real Napier and not the character Napier.
Right.
And the real Napier is kind of stranger than the character Napier. Because, I mean, I don't know. I just wonder if...
Like, I think that's one of those scenarios where, you know, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
It would break my little heart to find out that, like, Napier just had, like... He would go on, like, what's that website? The Urban Dictionary and, like, looked up, like, funny phrases. That would really wreck my world. I want to go on believing that
it'd be like
he
the
makes
day
stuff
you
up.
Found out Santa Claus
exactly.
wasn't real.
Exactly. That would really ruin my little life. So if you ever find out to the contrary,
don't
like
you, tell you.
Don't tell me. If you ever walk on in on him and he's like sitting there writing down like,
writing down stuff he found on the internet.
Yeah, don't tell me. Just keep it for me.
Hey, Mike, have I ever told you about I see your cheat sheet, you bastard?
Yeah. Yeah. Just tell me to stay away.
Well, yeah, even if that were to happen, I think that Napier, in all of his glory, is much more than just his things. I mean, countless hours of entertainment just from, you know, I mean, Napier used to have like a weekly thing where he would just take his shirt off and dance randomly. I mean, you
right.
can't get that off the internet. And let me tell you. It's quite a sight.
I've seen the videos.
Oh,
at least.
Yeah, he used to do it all the time. He doesn't do it so much anymore. But
yeah, he's a specimen, as they say. All right, here's my last thing on my list, and this is dumb, but this is I don't know. I was thinking about stuff that I could talk about and stuff that pisses me off. Here's something that really pisses me off. This is gonna sound so dumb. Something that pisses me off. Conference championship hats.
What the fuck are you talking? Are you talking about like? Oh, and then you go on to the Super Bowl, and
yeah.
then you get another hat.
Right. Conference championship hats. If you
they're
go to
good
like
for a week,
they're good for a week. If you go on like, not only if you go on NFL.com or whatever, and you'll get these like you know Saints NFC championship hats. They ran a commercial after the games that said, "Hey, congratulations, Colts." Colts fans, why don't you go on NFL.com and get your, you know, Colts AFC Championship hat? Here's my issue. Not obviously, it's only good for 2 weeks. You know, there's 2 weeks between the championship game and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Part of that is going to be shipping. You're gonna pay for the upgrade to next day air.
Yeah.
For your Colts championship hat, that's now you know it's worth you know nothing.
Well,
in
even
2 weeks.
Then, it's 13 days.
Yeah, even then, it's 13 days.
Yeah.
And. Allow me to play devil's advocate against myself, which is retarded, but I'll do it anyway. Okay, it's like, oh, it's a piece of history. It's a piece of history. Like, I'll always remember when the Colts made it to the Super Bowl, no matter what happens.
You would almost be rooting for your team to lose the Super Bowl just so that your hat was valid.
Right.
You're like, well, we were conference champions.
Yeah, but, I mean, so your two scenarios at that point are your team loses, so you have the most relevant hat. Congratulations, you have the most relevant hat. But now all it does is evoke memories of you losing the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And anyone, if you ever wear it, and a Saints fan, you ever see a Saints fan in the street, they'll be like, yeah, punk, we beat you guys in the Super Bowl that year. So that's one scenario. Scenario two is you win the Super Bowl, and now you've got an outdated hat.
And you're
too cheap
to buy
another
one,
or you're too cheap to buy it. Like, hey, retard, yeah.
Well, what's even more sad than that is what happens. They are wearing those hats on the sideline before the game's even over, like with seconds left on the clock, which means they had to have those hats
for both teams.
So where do those other hats go?
Glad you asked. They go to third world countries. That is a true story.
And so they're all wearing like you know Arizona Cardinals conference champion hats.
Yes,
but it isn't true.
Well, Super Bowl champions. Yeah, from last year they lost Super Bowl. There are, I'm sure, thousands of Arizona Cardinals. Super Bowl championship shirts and hats and sweatshirts
and whatever.
And do
those print shops just eat that cost, I guess?
Yeah,
I guess that's why the markup is so much.
They make them for both sides, and then they literally donate them to third world countries.
Wow.
And you can, I'm sure there's a website devoted to it somewhere, and if there's not, maybe I'll start it. But it's like, of all these like third world kids wearing like
like you can find that stuff?
Yeah, I've seen some.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, wearing these old, these like you know, championship shirts of teams that didn't win.
Oh, you need to email me some of those. I'll put them up on the on the blog.
I gotta find some.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
I know. I think that's hilarious. So that, but that just pisses me off.
Wouldn't you
it's
think
so dumb?
There would be a market for that, like on eBay and stuff. Like if those third world kids sold it to us. On eBay, or do they have to sign a contract or something?
You are walking into all my punches right now. I own some. I own like a 1999 Phoenix Coyotes Stanley Cup shirt.
You're shitting me.
I'm not shitting you. And
why are you not wearing it right now? Where are the Coyotes anywhere near anything?
That's the better point. That's the greatest thing of all. They didn't never make the finals. They were never even in the conference finals.
I don't even think they've made the playoffs. And
Maybe once or twice. Wow. Like the Roenick years. I own one of those shirts. I also own like a... like a Steelers one from the year they went and didn't win.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I own a few of them.
And so they do sell them on eBay?
You can find them? I think I actually bought them at some Goodwill at some point. I was like looking through shirts and was like, Phoenix Coyotes? I was like, that's awesome. But yeah, I actually own, and I'm sure you can get some on eBay too, but yeah, those are great.
I bet you got to pay out the ass for them though.
Which is completely ironic because they're, you know,
they mean nothing.
False. Yeah.
Yeah.
They give them away. So that's what pisses me off. I don't know why I thought about that, but man, it's just a total waste of money and head attire. You know, just wear your team's hat. Wear your Saints hat. Why has it got to be all relevant and, oh, it's right now?
Oh, it's right now. Well, because, I mean, they wouldn't do it if they weren't making money on it, I guess. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That annoys me.
What'd you think of a... Well, you've seen the Warriors. That was a first for me, seeing the Warriors yesterday for the first time. That was pretty intense with the Warriors.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the Warriors. I'm so glad that I mean, for anyone who's not me and you listening to this, I came over yesterday before hockey about, you know, I don't know, 4 hours before Mike gave up the worst goal I've ever seen. And just keep hammering it home. Yeah, and I brought the Warriors with me because it's one of my favorite movies of all time, and you guys hadn't seen it, so I brought it over. And I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I mean, it's a fantastic film. And here's the thing. Now that you've seen it, like, you'll see little references to it all the time. Like, it's this huge, like, cult classic thing that you see, like, little references to it, like, in commercials and, like, you don't listen to rap, probably, but in rap songs, they talk about it all the time. So, and now you'll be able to notice it because you've seen it.
Well, I've been holding off, but I did have one thing that I really wanted to talk about. My sister is a school teacher.
Okay.
I won't say where she's a school teacher because probably get her in trouble or something. But
right.
My sister is a school teacher, and they do a... She's a music teacher, and they do a concert in quarterly or something with I think they're fourth graders,
right?
And so she plans this whole thing. She gets all these songs together, and they have the parents there, and they do all this thing. She recently had a parent completely skip over her and go straight to the principal. Because she didn't approve of one of the songs. That the theme is America songs.
Right.
And one of the last songs that they do is they do the Pledge of Allegiance to a rhythm. And so this woman writes the principal an email basically saying that since our country is at war and our soldiers are overseas, it's inappropriate to have children rap the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, basically, it's... I guess one could argue that it's a rap, but it's still the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, it's not like you... I pledge allegiance to the motherfucking...
Right. Right.
So, my sister called me, and she was just livid... that this, I mean, she said, if this woman would have called me, I would have sent the music home with her kid so that she could listen to
right.
it. But she went right over my head, and I'm just so pissed off.
Right.
And so she sent me a link to the song. I'm trying to get it up here, and it's so funny because it's, I mean,
to be offended by this would make you the dumbest human being on the face of the earth. I mean, it's little kids doing the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, it's like the cutest thing in the world, and someone's like, this isn't right.
I mean, it's like, Are you kidding me, lady? And I think that ultimately what it is, what it boils down to is people just having this need to, like, be wronged in some way.
Right. So that they can be a victim, so that they can be interesting.
They're just bored and they want something to bitch about, probably.
And it's just, I have it. I'm trying to load it. It's being a bitch. I mean, if you're offended by this...
Well, it's starting off pretty excellent, I'll tell you right now.
It's just... And I mean, ultimately, what's the argument if it was a rap? Or like, you know, colored people do raps, so...
Well, hang on, I want to hear it.
Are you kidding me?
How do I make this my ringtone?
I mean, there isn't even like a beat or anything. It's not a rap.
Whoever said that does not know what rap is. This is not rap.
Yeah.
Listen to these kids being offensive.
That's amazing. Here's... Oh, boy, there's more.
Well, you want to... I mean, we get the gist of it here. All right, it's only got 20 seconds. Let's just rock out
we'll
the whole thing.
We'll just let it go. We'll let it breathe.
Yeah. Maybe this is the most offensive thing we've done.
The bitch at the end, yeah. It's like, bitch.
Biznatch.
Pimps and hoes.
Izzle kizzle, my nizzle.
Well, all right.
First of all,
let me say that was fantastic. That was fantastic. I want that as my ringtone.
I'll send it to you.
I need that. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my take on that.
Drive around listening to that in your car.
Oh, every day.
Every day.
Your sister is a shitty music teacher. That's my take on that. I've met your sister once. She's a nice girl. Oh. I don't mean anything, derogatory about it. But that's what she's teaching her kids?
Well, it's like fourth graders. I mean, they do a whole program.
Fourth graders?
It's a whole program.
They're like kindergartners.
It's a whole program of, you know, actual music, and then they end with that. It's all America songs.
Oh, okay.
How could you do America songs without doing the Pledge of Allegiance, you know? And so, I mean, you know, instead of just the kids doing the Pledge of Allegiance, they do it with music behind them.
Okay,
it's
all right.
It's dumb.
Mike's phone started playing more music.
I pissed my phone off. Now it's playing more music.
Oh, God.
I hit the wrong button. Oh, God. This is so unprofessional. Stop it.
Hang on. What is that? What song?
It's Band of Horses.
Okay.
Good times.
Yeah. I can understand that. We'll give you that. I'll give you that. If it's like the end of the show or
my
like
sister's going to listen
something.
To this and she's just going to hate you so
well,
much.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike's sister. I apologize. I'm sure you do a good job.
Oh, my God. She's going to call me. What is Jesse's phone number? Get Napier back.
Don't give her my phone number.
Oh, shit.
Don't give her my phone. Mike is falling apart over here. He just spilled his drink. His phone is going crazy. If that's what happened was when I insult your family, I apologize.
Oh, my God. I just realized the shit storm I'm going to take for you saying my sister's a shitty music teacher. Oh, my God. I'm never going to hear the end of that.
I apologize. I deeply apologize.
My sister's a very good music teacher.
I pictured like the musical program. Like, all right, all the parents file in. They all sit down. The curtains open. They sing that song. And then they're like, show over. That's what I was picturing. If that's the case, that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
But if it's like, you know, in the mix of stuff, I can see it. So,
yeah.
So no, she's not a shitty music teacher.
I think that's the finale.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe I should call her.
Has she had the program yet? Has that happened yet?
They did it last year, and it went really well,
okay.
Apparently. And now they're doing the same thing this year.
Because I was wondering what are the odds were we could record that and have that.
Like drive out to Kansas City to watch fourth graders
sing.
Oh,
Kansas City. Fuck that.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have said Kansas City, should I?
Oh, no. There's only one school in Kansas City.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they,
I thought it was here. I thought it'd be funny to record
what,
it.
What are the odds that the woman that's offended by kids doing the Pledge of Allegiance is going to pop up the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast?
You're right.
I've cornered myself.
Well, to bring it full circle, if I may, there's no way she'll ever listen to this. So there you go. You've made the right choice. You named your podcast something that that lady will never listen to. And by that, I think you've accomplished your goal.
And if I wanted to broaden my audience but also exclude her, I would just name it Children Rapping.
Children Rapping Patriotic Stuff. .com.
.org.
.edu.
Right. .net.
So how long do we do these?
An hour.
Okay.
So, we've gone over an hour, but, you know, whatever.
I didn't want to, you know, screw something up on my first and possibly only podcast and go, like, way too deep or something.
Well, I mean, I guess if you give people too much, they'll get mad?
Well, I think the rationale, if I may, again, play devil's advocate on myself, is that if you make it too long, it's, like, hard for people to download. I know that sounds dumb. But, like, people who have iPhones and stuff can only download, like, 10 megs without having a Wi-Fi connection.
You stream it.
Oh, you could stream it, I suppose. Yeah. But I think that's the argument against. I don't know. Well, I only listen to, like, Adam Carolla and, like, Bill Simmons and, you know, some of those guys. And they're always, like, an hour, like, on the dot. So it's maybe it's a magic number.
No, typically they run, like, right around 30 megs anyway, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe I'm doing it too high a bit rate. I don't know. I want you to hear me in all my glory. I don't want the audio to be.
Well, when this becomes semi-famous and semi-popular, you're probably going to scale that back because it takes up like a lot of bandwidth to do it that high quality.
Well, the I think it's Podbean that I'm using. They said that bandwidth has nothing to do with anything. They don't penalize you for having a popular podcast.
Wow.
I think you're given 300 megabytes to start off with, and then every month they give you an additional 150.
Gotcha.
So, if we're doing it weekly, I don't see us ever going over that, and if what they say is true, then bandwidth doesn't matter.
Oh, well, fantastic. So that's cool. Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
That, and I don't think that we're ever going to get to a point where bandwidth matters. I mean, if they're going, well, holy fuck, too many people are listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
Well, if there's one takeaway, it's that I clearly have higher hopes for this podcast than you do. I mean, I'm talking about New York Times and having bandwidth issues, so
yeah.
I'm thinking big picture.
Yeah. Well, I have fun doing it, and if people listen, good. If they don't, you know, whatever.
I did too. I hope you have me back at some point.
I
certainly
like
hope.
To,
yeah, I certainly I'm hope sure Napier that, come back.
Yeah, I'm sure that you know it'll happen. Well, I hope. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I certainly hope Napier comes back. As we've both said many times, he's the bread and butter.
Yeah.
He's radio gold. You put him in front of a microphone and
absolutely
he spits fire, as they say. But
yeah.
But I certainly hope that I can come back and maybe throw some questions at
him. Well, hey, it was easy lifting for me, man. You came with like a list of topics and everything.
Right.
I only had to get out the phone once or twice.
Well, good.
Hey.
Yeah, shows you how hard I work. I sat there at work after you texted me and I was like, all right, I'm going to put down five things on a piece of paper and come with it.
And maybe if anything, you've lit a fire under Napier, so he'll sit at home instead of jacking off and playing Call of Duty and eating delicious tacos. Maybe he'll, you know, write something out about what he wants to talk about.
A little gun story here.
Yeah.
My AK-47.
the little WoW players were talking about... Don't expect that. I don't. I do a lot of the heavy lifting, but he is the glue that holds it all together, so...
Yeah, well, I certainly hope he comes back, and if you know, here's my concern. What you know, I don't want him coming at me like a ball of fire.
Oh yeah, Napier's just gonna come in. Hey, motherfucker! How dare you show up and talk to Mike for an hour in my slot?
Exactly. Hey, you know, I'm worried about that. That's is that true or false? That's the first thing I texted you back. I was like, I don't want Napier to be mad at me.
Oh, I don't think Napier's ever been mad at anyone, so...
Well, he threw a piece of pizza against
the wall.
Yeah, but I can be a super prick sometimes, and I'm sure I deserved it. I don't remember. God, I wish I remembered what it was that set him off. I could set him off again if I really tried, but I don't think I'm going to.
Save that for sweeps week.
Oh, my God.
On the podcast. Just come on and just get him as mad as you can and see what happens.
I don't want to get him mad here. We record this in my living room. I don't know if people know that. I mean, I got a lot of expensive shit in here. I don't want Napier flipping out in here. It'd be like a whirlwind of fat dude. That's something that I don't want to be around for.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't either. Don't invite me over for that week, please.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming over.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'd love to plug my website or something. That's like what people do after podcasts.
Do you have a website?
No, I don't have a website.
Yeah.
Well, so
wfodix@podbean.com. I don't even know our fucking website. wfodix@live.com is the email. @wfodix is the Twitter. And I don't remember the blog. It's wfodix.blogspot.
Yes,
.com. Yeah, and we're on Facebook. I got us all over the fucking place. So if you can't find us, you're retarded because we're everywhere. Any final anything?
If you are wearing a conference championship hat or shirt, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
The end.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.